Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to Busted Open's podcast, The Masters Class, here with our Masters of the Ring, WWE Hall of Famer, the world's strongest man, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports, Mark Henry, of course, WWE Hall of Famer, TNA Hall of Famer, and the most decorated tag team wrestler of all time, Bully Ray. And as I love to say, the heart and soul of professional wrestling, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, Tommy Dreamer. Tommy, Bully, Mark, how are you, gentlemen?
Good morning. Awesome.
What's up, brother?
Happy Sunday.
Yes, happy Sunday. And we just had Veterans Day this past Friday, so I can't take credit for it. This came from our very own Tommy Dreamer. Let's talk the most patriotic characters in the history of pro wrestling.
Yes, and I'm going to go with somebody who kind of for the first time that wrestling's been, you know, had veterans wrestling. This is just from somebody who used the patriotism, the U.S. flag, the Marine Corps, and got, in my opinion, the most over, and that would be one Sergeant Slaughter. Sergeant Slaughter, you know, when he came on, he was a heel Marine drill sergeant, did everything that made you hate him, and then once he turned against the beloved Iron Sheik, and when I say beloved, I mean he was beloved now, but he was so hated back then, and there was real-life crisis between Iran and the U.S., Sarge turns complete babyface and has this amazing, amazing turn, an amazing run. One of the best big men in the business. People don't realize just how big Sergeant Slaughter is. And also why I pick Sarge. I feel he's so associated with that. I mean, because of then it turned into a G.I. Joe deal. It turned into, yes, he turned on America and then went back. So he's so beloved, you know, main events of WrestleMania. But that G.I. Joe thing was so, so big, and it's still going today. He's still a part of the G.I. Joe family. I believe he just either had a new voiceover or a new action figure put out there. And this is what, his original turn was in the 80s. And I just feel he's, you know, used that for so, so long, and just the hat, the riding crop, the whole, you know, handing out flags when he was those little flags when he was coming out as a babyface. And he just really, I felt from my young age, was what patriotism was about. And, you know, him on his knees bloody doing, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance on television. There's so many different moments where I see him doing the things he did, and you know, back then, you know, stopping people from ripping up flags, and there's heat that you can't get nowadays or do, but you know, Sarge to me was the epitome of patriotism, and was one of the most over guys to do it. And there's also a shout out to guys and girls who did serve in the military, and this isn't slighting anybody, but like Bully trained Chris, you know why, what I do.
Same fat brain.
Why, was he your pick?
Well, I was going to give him an honorable mention, okay, but you just took my, you know, stole my thunder.
Well, then you could stuff. Do
no, go ahead. You put him over.
No, you two guys.
No, you put him over.
That, you know, were were real life heroes and got into the business because of Bully Ray. So then you could take it, Bully.
Wait, who was the other guy? Chris Melendez was one. Who was the other?
Jesse.
Oh, that's right. Jesse.
Neal.
Jesse Neal. That's right. Yep. He was actually on the USS Cole.
Yep.
When it got blown up
and lost his best friend, and they both loved wrestling, and then he got into the business because of his best friend and his best friend who died. And that's why he got into the business. I mean, these are real life patriots, and there's so many people that don't know when they served, you know, and it's not about that, but it's just putting the higher, you know, your government or changing, you know, having that feel of patriotism. I'm doing it from a standard point of most over person in my world, in my opinion, that did that for business.
And Sergeant Slaughter. Oh, go ahead, Bully. Sorry.
I was just going to say, Jesse Neal, you know, thank you for reminding me, Tommy. He was one of my original students, you know, back like 14 years ago at Team 3D Academy. And then obviously Sarge Chris Melendez came along. He was in the Army, and I forget exactly where he was stationed. It might have been Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan. And he stepped on a mine and lost one of his legs from the knee down. He's, you know, burnt and scarred up on, you know, his arms and his torso and his body. And he trained with me for a couple of years, and he, you know, he had a contract at TNA. He's no longer in the wrestling business, but he had a good little run there, and we were very proud of him and what he was able to accomplish. So those are my honorable mentions. But as far as a patriotic wrestler, obviously your choice of Sergeant Slaughter. I don't think that there's any more patriotic wrestler than Sarge, but I went with Kurt Angle. Because, you know, Sergeant Slaughter, you know, great pick. But Kurt is truly an American hero, a gold medalist in the 1994 Olympics in Atlanta. A guy that represented his country, the United States of America, with pride, and then went on to become a great pro wrestler. A guy that wore that gold medal around his neck. And treated it as if it was one of his own, you know, children. I always had a lot of admiration and respect for Kurt because of how he was able to let go of Olympic wrestling and transition into our world of professional wrestling and becoming a great multi-time world champion in multiple companies and being one of the best pro wrestlers I've ever seen in my life with a gear that very little wrestlers have, an extra gear. It's as if the longer the match goes, the better and the more endurance Kurt had. He also had a tremendous understanding of psychology. The matches that he put together, I always enjoyed. So Kurt was my choice for patriotic hero, being the fact that he is an Olympic gold medalist.
I just finished watching him Stone Cold on the Busted Broken Skulls. I just finished watching that episode, and I loved it. It was I recommend it to everybody. It's a real deep dive into Kurt, and like you realize just how short his run in the WWE was and how quickly he was able to grasp this business. And just some of the things that he said were just like, I actually reached out to him because I was just like, man, I was part of all of that, but I didn't know a lot that was going on. And, you know, he's a wrestling cyborg, but very, very, representing the country, won a gold medal with a fucking broken freaking neck. So
yeah,
that is some patriotism.
Before we move on to Mark, and, you know, Mark obviously had a character as well that was extremely patriotic and in the world of the WWE. But Bully, you mentioned Chris Melendez, and he was a guest a few times here on Busted Open during that run with Impact Wrestling. And, you know, you trained him. What were your thoughts? I mean, what were you feeling when he finally was able to debut for TNA?
I was very proud of him because I knew how much effort he put into this. He was in class every single day. He was always on time. he dedicated himself to pro wrestling. And it's crazy because most of the time he wanted to wrestle without his prosthetic leg on. He wanted to wrestle on one leg. He actually felt like he had more balance and more ability on one leg. To see a guy out there, his size, being able to do the things that he was doing on one leg was pretty spectacular. And it was inspiring inspiring to the rest of the students, because here's a guy who could have, you know, just left it all behind, but he was chasing his dream and chasing it on one leg and doing it a better job than a lot of guys standing on two legs. So I was very happy that we were able to get Sarge into TNA. I wish his run could have been better. I wish he would have been utilized a bit better. I wished his patriotic background would have been explored a little bit more. I think that they could have really taken advantage of his military background, his in-ring, but you know, mistakes are made sometimes with when a push happens or an opportunities are given. But I think he's very happy now with what he's doing in his life. And like I said, very, very proud of him. Stay in touch with him. And I'm glad that we're able to put him and Jesse Neal over on this podcast today.
Yeah, for sure. And Mark, let's go to you, because you're somebody, you know, represented our country in the Olympics, you know, your debut in the world of pro wrestling, extremely patriotic. So I'm interested to hear what you have to say this morning.
You know, man, like I never put the Olympic athletes in the same category with our soldiers. We fought for our country. We supported, you know, the USA as far as being athletes, but it's not the same as fighting for the country. Yeah, we represented the country, and Kurt and I represented it well. We wore that badge of honor on our sleeve. And you can look at my first wrestling gear. Every 4th of July, they always post a lot of memes of me dressed up in my red, white, and blue and say, I'm stepping into the 4th of July party just like this. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. I get honored for me being a true patriot, which leads me to the people that I'm going to talk about. I'd like to say Lacey Evans because of the recency bias, but I grew up in an era with two guys on two different shows that made me feel like, man, USA is the country to be in. And that guy was Hacksaw Jim Duggan, waving the flag on the end of a 2x4, getting the crowd fired up. And with the one hole, the USA started, USA. And he would go USA. And I always loved that. And the other one is the Patriot. Dale Wilkes, God rest his soul. I met Dale in the airport one time. He was working for WCW, and I was with WWF at the time. And, of course, I didn't know him without the mask. And he was just walking around in his, being him. And he pulled up to me, and he was like standing real close to me, and I was like, "Hey, what's up, man?" Like, kind of in my space, and he said, "I ain't trying to bring attention to this or nothing, but my name is Dale Wilkes, man. I'm the Patriot over at WCW, and I really admire your work." And I was like, holy shit, I almost blew his cover, man. I was like, you're a Patriot? What a fucking mark. And we had a good talk, man. Like, he was such a cool dude. And I wish I could have got to know him, but we was on opposite ends of the earth. And I admired him. Like, I mean, I actually got tickets to a WCW show at the Beaumont at the Ford Arena for my some family members. And my cousin Andrew, that was the thing that he loved the most. He said, "Hey, man, you missed it, man. You missed it. The Patriot, man. He had everybody in the building jumping up and down." And I was just like, wow. Like, I know him, you know, and we don't mark out a lot because we don't want to seem as those guys. But Dell Wilkes was able to do that to me. He made me mark out in the airport because, one, I was a fan of wrestling, and two, his gimmick was cool as hell. I mean, even the mask with the red, white, and blue stripes and the stars, like, man, he made me proud of being an American. And I think that anybody that listens to this podcast, if you get anything from this, think about every time you stand at a sporting event or a WWE show or AEW show, and you hear the Star Spangled Banner being played at those events, and you get to live out your existence as a wrestler representing that flag. Bro, life could not get better than that. And I appreciate those guys, every last one of them, because they were able to let people that didn't get to really honor being an American, honor it through wrestling and through sports. And I cried 100 times standing there watching that flag being raised when I was competing. And if somebody would have said, "Hey man, you're less of an American because you're not a soldier," while that flag was being raised, I might've dropped them like a bad habit, because I took a lot of honor and a lot of pride and watching that flag being raised in my honor.
We also, Dave, have all competed for the troops and like work. That audience is so next level and like so appreciative, and exactly what like in our world, like wrestling fans should be, but like they're the real heroes. We play heroes and villains on television, but man, those shows, I mean, even on television doesn't do them as much justice when you meet these people and they tell you, you know, some of their stories about, you know, again, in wartime, but next level. And even though he wasn't a patriotic gimmick, but it was, you know, Bradshaw, JBL was the one who started all that and the tribute to the troops, just next level. Another shout out to ECW's Chili Willie, who he was, you know, starting his career. But he was in Fallujah, man, and he saw a lot of people get killed. He was in an attack, and, you know, I was able to get him signed in WWE Developmental. He could not tell his story because of the trauma that he had experienced there, and, like, they wanted to push him, but he couldn't even cut a promo about it. And I remember me and Paul trying to, like, it was like, "Hey, man, they want you to work with Brock Lesnar and possibly beat Brock to tell his story," and he just couldn't do it. And I mean, it's a thing, but he got into the business after it because he loved it so much, but also like what he experienced there, he needed like to change. And it's just, I can't imagine it. And like, you know, that's, I think a lot of people, I never take for granted when, and I know Mark and Bully as well, like when we say thank you for your service, it, I think people just say that when, "Oh, I was in the military." No, man, thank you for your service, because like I said, you're real heroes. We just played them.
Man, the same thing with Road Dogg. I sat on the bus, you know, talking to him about, you know, being in Desert Storm, because one of my best friends was in Desert Storm. And he was my best friend was a what they call a cap blower. There was guys that had to go in with explosives and put them around these oil wells and blow it up to blow the fire off. And people like Road Dogg, he said, "Man, I used to guard them dudes." He said, because they would start shooting at them. They wanted that oil to burn, and we had to stop the oil from burning. So the cap blowers used to go out there, and we used to have to, you know, snipe and just defend them as they were doing their job. And he was talking and just started crying. And all I could do was hold him. And he was like, bro, you just don't know the shit that I seen. And I was just like, holy fuck, man. Like, our soldiers have the post-traumatic issues are real. I seen it with my mm-hmm. own eyes. So I always try my best to honor them brothers.
Yeah.
And sisters, because I've met them both in the airport and anywhere in between. I know Bully and Tommy have too. Had the soldiers come up, hey man, appreciate y'all coming over to tribute to the troops. I was on my last leg, and boy, that brought me back. And I'm like, so trivial. What we thought we were doing.
Yep.
And it ended up being probably the most valuable thing I did in my career.
Dave, you got one?
Well, I mean, after the stories that you've told, you know, as a fan, there's obviously so many, you know, real veterans and you know, characters throughout the years. But I think, like, what you guys just spoke about is the real world. And I think a lot of people tend to forget. And, you know, on a day like this, you know, when we just had Veterans Day pass, I think it's important that, you know, we do thank each and every person that's defended our country. Because, you know, looking in your guys' faces as you're relaying these stories about real loss, loss of friends, loss of family members, you know, people who put their life on the line to defend our country. This is the time. And it should be every day, but especially around this time, we should be thanking our veterans and thank you for the people who have defended our country, because it's important. So some of the things that we take for granted, they fought for, and some gave a little and some gave it all. And I think we need to thank each and every veteran that's out there that's helped defend this great country. Tommy, Bully, Mark, thank you for sharing your stories. I appreciate that very much. And, you know, for those who like what they're hearing, you can listen to it every day, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on Sirius XM Fight Nation, channel 156, a big part of Sirius XM. But please, we want to hear from you. Give us a 5-star rating. Keep this podcast alive. Also, tweet at us at Busted Open Radio. We want to hear some topics from you, what you want to hear on our Masters Class that drops each and every Sunday here on the Busted Open Podcast. And also, take the opportunity to get our merch. Go to podswag.com/BustedOpen for all our new merchandise that's available right now, and also some holiday merchandise that's available as well. For myself, Bully, Mark, and Tommy, thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time on Busted Opens, the Masters Class. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.